And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Cato Street Conspiracy, digging out.
Some petty thing, and I thought to myself, I'll have a swift gin, let me make came in, why another? Before you knew it, I was talking with my mother, I thought I'd go home. No, I'm there. Then I had another and another and another and a blink of a night, quick and a thing.
That's all
there, I've already done on my knees. I ordered a taxi, get me home please, back to his gaff for one for the road. Road is very long indeed. Next thing I stumbled indoors. I woke her up with one of me snores, she gave me hell, she gave me a fight, and then some more way into the night, I've started digging out.
Digging out, digging out my own grave. Digging out my own grave. Day by day get closer then, day by day I come on a threat. No time from going through the night, no time from going through the day. Day by day get closer then, day by day I come on a threat. No time from going through the night, day by day get closer then, day by day I come on a threat. Feels like I've been back to box, I need to stop. Digging out, digging out my own grave. Digging out, digging out my own grave. Digging out, digging out my own grave.
Paul.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cato Street Conspiracy, a track called Digging Out. That now I've just heard it again. I think we might have played before, but it's one of the ones that has been sent through by Dammit Records. We got another one from Dammit at the end of the show. It's the second half of their March release. Maybe I just listened to it a couple of times and thought we'll play that.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find it in any of the old shows, but it does sound familiar. Maybe it's because it's just so great.
Yeah.
What is Cato Street Conspiracy's Bandcamp page?
CatoStreetConspiracy.bandcamp.com?
It is. Mm-hmm. Tony One, Paul V on the internet, One. Cato, C-A-T-O, StreetConspiracy.bandcamp.com. It's a great new album as well. It's had a very nice review in Viva La Rock.
Ooh!
But anyway, never mind that. I've got some additional material for you. If you've got
Excellent.
A joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We've only got an urge from that Jeff again. Let's hear his thing. So proud of myself there.
Should be.
Jeff says, I just took it. I will say this week, Jeff has nailed this one absolutely correctly. If a stand-up comic was writing this, they'd have written it exactly the same way. I'm saying that up front. Jeff, sometimes I can be a little bit critical of your input. It's not meant as such. Other times, it's brilliant. I just like to keep you on your toes. Jeff says, just took a new job. I'm working on an assembly line making plastic Dracula figures. There are only two of us, so I have to make every second count. Jeff, P.S. I accidentally swallowed some food colouring. It's left me a bit blue. I feel like I've died a little inside.
Nice.
That man spends a lot of time by himself. I went to try and get rid of that document then, and I very nearly ended this call. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah. Let's hear Jeff's thing again. I am proud of that.
Should be.
Oh, no, thank you. Yeah. Asphyxia Social, Tony, featuring Joe from DOA. That is basically a bunch of bad motherfuckers from Brazil with a US hardcore legend guesting up front. What's not to love, Tony? What is not to love? I have a feeling when I sent this through to you, I may have left the S off the fixia. But anyway, it is AS. It's not the way we spell asphyxia. It's ASFIXIA Social. All right.
Okay.
They played Rebellion 2019, so they're no strangers to these shores. First time I've heard of them. Absolutely love them. You are in now for a beautiful piece of, I don't know, kind of ska punk, hardcore punk, little bit of salsa stuff going on. Brazil, we love you, basically. Even though they did beat us 1-0 last night. What is Asphyxia Social's website?
Asphyxiasocial.com.
Simple as that. ASFIXIA Social.com. Tony 2. Pulling the internet nil. Traffic lights. Listening to the fuse of these underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I first saw the fuse of these in Nottingham, and the band we're playing next are from Nottingham. What are the chances? That was Asphyxia Social featuring Joe from DOA. Track called Traffic Lights. Check them out, asphyxiasocial.com, and do check them out. They're a far more established band than I realise, and they are pretty famous in Brazil, if unknown in my house until yesterday. Love them. If we get more, we'll play it. That's what I'm saying. If we get more, we'll play it. I'm not begging them.
Okay.
I'm not begging anyone.
No, we didn't do that.
We don't do that. We don't beg. I'm trying to think if we've ever begged anyone to play their song. I don't think we have.
No.
I don't think we have. Anyway, I'm not begging. Let that be the end of it.
There you go.
Now then, you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
There you go.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page, facebook.com/punkyourradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. As we say, easiest way to leave us a comment is to go to last week's show post and reply to that. Facebook, forever giving. Thanks for that. One this week, one comment this week.
Well, I have a solution, but let's hear it.
Timo's been in touch.
Hectolo Timo.
And he says, not a swat. Just read that a rear breed giraffe was born in Chester Zoo. Have you been there yet, Tony?
No, I believe I might have made a comment underneath that one.
You did. You said this is probably his dad. Was he wearing glasses?
I know Chester Zoo makes you horny.
Did have jizz in its face and a big cock in front of it.
I'll see the video. I can't help it if you're sex obsessed, Tony. I'd have loved it if he just, because Timo's so talented, if he quickly knocked up a Photoshop giraffe with glasses on and jizz in its face. I'm 54, you know.
I know.
Yeah, but anyway, great. Thank you very much, Timo.
And that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie boy. I actually won't. I'm giggling now. Really. I'm a pathetic man. We're going to play two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Liar Thief Bandit. But first, and I'll tell you something ridiculously anal about me and Liar Thief Bandit in a bit, but don't get carried away. It's not that sort of thing, Tony. It's to do with letters. Not lettuce, letters. The Hip Priests, Tony, we're going to hear from now. The Hip Priests. Last year, they brought out an album called Roden House Blues. I think it was on the Sign Records. It was heavily pushed. They brought out half a dozen singles from it as promotion for it. It was really given the big heave-ho and the big I am. And I thought, brilliant. They're getting somewhere. After a long time of trying to get their heads above the parapet, it's happened. And now, last week, I hear that the Hip Priests have decided to call it a day. Right. Oh. So I wonder whether it was anything to do with the success or not success of it. It's a brilliant album, Roden House Blues, by the way. It's a great thing to have, still available. You can find out more about it by going to their website, which is
thehippriest.co.uk.
It's thehippriest.com. So close. Probably being in step one, Tony two. They are doing a farewell tour this year, and it ends up at the Old Cold Store in Nottingham. And I think we should probably make a point of trying to get to it, because you've never seen them live, have you?
No.
And you'd like them a lot. And I worked with them many years ago. They'd only been going a few years when I worked with them at Strummer Camp all that time.
Wow.
Which was, what, I don't know, was that 2010 or something?
Could be, yeah.
Something like that. But anyway, we played this before. It was going to go in From the Vaults. Then I had another one From the Vaults. I wanted to play a track by them. This is one of my favourite ones from Roden House Blues. We're going to play it right now. You got the Hip Priests. Wrong. Tony one, pulled the internet too. As I said, this is the Hip Priests. Oh, and I will just say as well that the song Hip Priest by The Fall, which their name is taken from, is, in my opinion, one of The Fall's shittest songs. Right.
Excellent.
But anyway, because I've had The Fall on in the car this week. Oh, shut up now. This is The Hip Priest, Pissed on Power.
Just take care, just stay there. I'm high on hate, I'm pissed.
Grofost.
Listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now, and a relatively new bed we have, and what I'm really enjoying announcing. That was Liar Thief Bandit, track called Retaliation. They are garage rock from Malmo, and I thought they went quite well with the hit breeze, but didn't say. I would argue it's all action rock, and we had two in a row there. So you've had some high octane rock and roll nonsense from the hit breeze and Liar Thief Bandit. What is Liar Thief Bandit's Bandcamp page?
Liethiefbandit.bandcamp.com.
It is. Liethiefbandit.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 1. Racing into a lead, Tony.
Excellent. That's what I like.
Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 1. This is the new single from them. I think they have a new album out. Find out more. Liethiefbandit.bandcamp.com. All the way from Malmo. And I did threaten some anal behaviour here. I had written Malmo lowercase, and I was upset about it. So I actually, even though it matters to no one but me, I've changed the M in Malmo from lowercase to uppercase.
Excellent.
Pathetic, isn't it? I don't know how I got. I'm quite clearly OCD in a way that other people aren't.
Grammar matters.
It does, Tony. You know what? I would stand on a hill, go down on one knee and raise my fist into the air if someone started that campaign.
There you go.
Grammar matters. What would be lovely would be if the England football team went down on one knee for grammar matters, and then they asked Harry Kane about it and say, well, he's went down a wing. More about the English football team later on in the show. In fact, he might be right now. Did you do anything last week?
So last week, work-wise, was a shit one. We've had a few cutbacks. It's been awful. Cutbacks. And I ain't talking about it. No. Apart from that, it was a bit quiet, really. Stuff's happening in band front. Even though we've not practiced, we've started booking gigs, it looks like.
Brilliant.
So we've got a gig in July and a gig in next January booked. So I think by the time we actually announce anything, we'll probably have a slew of gigs. It's looking good, actually.
Well, so far, it follows that you might have one in June, because you're clearly sticking to the J's on this one, Tone.
I think we are. We've got one. But personally, I've got an alcohol gig on June the 6th, July the 6th.
There you go.
On the 12th of July, we've got a gig with the babies in Leicester. And I think Dave doesn't want to do one early in July, so I reckon you might be right.
All the J's.
May is too early. June, just right.
Yeah, and then after that, you can do Jorgust, September, Joxtober, Jovember, and December.
Yeah.
Why ever not? And then do January. Great. All right. Well, that's good. It progress at last.
Yeah, seems like it. Hopefully, you know. So we've got practice this week, which will only be the second practice with the bassist who's already booking his gigs. So fingers crossed he ain't shit. No, he's not. He's not shit. But the second practice, it's got to go well. But it will do. So we'll see. But apart from that, that's about it. Well, how was your week?
Well, I've watched quite a lot of films on Amazon Prime this week. Let's just get that straight, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to find out which ones you've seen or haven't and why. And I've got something to say, of course, about each one. Here goes to the first one, Tony. I'm starting with a long title. Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I thought it was weird.
It's all right, isn't it?
I thought it was all right. Yeah, all right.
I wouldn't go beyond it being all right. There were bits I liked, but you know, I like Simon Pegg as an actor. I like him as a person, you know. I have mentioned before that we used to gig together many years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't like it when he does accents.
No, what was it? Was he Scottish or Irish?
No, he was Hungarian this time. That's my point, really.
I can't remember. It was a while ago I watched it.
That's my point, yeah. So this time he is a Hungarian, but whenever he does accents, they always sound either Scottish, because he can nail Scottish for Scotty in Star Trek. Everything else just sounds kind of American with a twist.
Yeah.
And I like him as an actor, and I like him. I wish he'd be a kind of Michael Caine character.
Just the same accent every time, like proper Sean Connery, yeah?
Exactly, Sean Connery. Just do the same accent every time. Just be Simon Pegg. So anyway, that's that. But I did quite like it. I would like to have seen more mongoose.
I would like to have seen any mongoose.
There is mongoose.
Oh, is there one at the end?
Ah, oh, Tony, you spoiled it for all the people.
All right, I can't remember.
I would have liked to see more mongoose. This opens the brackets, parenthesizes where this is going, by the way.
Okay.
Next up, I Love My Mum. Have you seen that?
Nope.
Right, I think it's called I Love My Mum. I watched it by accident. It follows something else, but there's something else I can't remember. But this was the thing that was recommended to me after watching that. It's about a bloke and his mum, right? And he loves her.
Right.
Only thing is, she's a fucking nightmare. And it's a kind of Shaggy Dog story road trip in which his mum just gets him in seven sacks of shit all the time, but it's proper shit. And it is funny. But it's quite poignant as well, and I enjoyed that a lot. So that's that. Now, next up, Ben-Hur, Tony. Most of us will have seen or have heard of the original with Charlton Heston. Yeah. There was a reboot a couple of years ago. I didn't know about it. It's got Morgan Freeman in it, right? Yeah. I thought, oh, I'll watch that. Started watching it, then thought, oh no, it's going to be something else I wanted to watch. I think it's football or something. I thought, I'll record it. So I recorded it. But you know how sometimes when you record things, if they've started a little bit late, sometimes you don't get the final 5 minutes. Well, that's what happened with Ben-Hur, the reboot, but I thought it was fitting because it celebrates Jewish culture and Jewish people and Jewish stuff all the way through, and they cut off the end. Speaking of which, the last one that the Jewish probably won't thank me for, but I watched Pig. Have you seen Pig?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
The new Nicolas Cage film. It is very slow.
Okay.
It starts brilliantly. It's got a shit end.
Okay.
Yeah. But my life, isn't it, really?
Hey, it's all our lives.
But anyway, Pig. And lastly, last night I went out. Went out with my young friend Elliot. He was 24 years old, Tony. And he's moved into a new house in Basford.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of David Lane tram stops, the nearest one, for those of you that know the area.
Yep.
And the pub is called the Park Tavern. It's at the end of his road. And he hasn't dared go in there because he said it looks like the kind of place that murders happen. I went, so does my street. I'm going to love it.
There you go.
Anyway, I went in there. My Pelham credentials... Fuck me, man. They paid up. We went in there, Evelou and Stead.
No.
The football was on. I went, Elliot, we'll stay for one. If you're not happy, we'll go. By the time we'd had a pint, right, the landlord was our new best mate, Rich, and welcomed Elliot to the area. There was a gang of lads who were outside. We went outside briefly, and inside 5 minutes of talking to them, one of them showed me his arse.
Oh. Right?
And he showed me his arse because he had a bet with his mate, a Nottingham Forest fan, that if Nottingham Forest beat Notts County, he would have an NFFC tattoo on his bum. And his mate said, all right, if County beat Forest, this is in the pre-season friendly. You have to bear in mind that Notts County were just out of the conference, Forest the Premiership side.
Hmm.
Said, yeah, all right, fine. Forest beat Notts County, so a Notts County fan has a Nottingham Forest tattoo on his bum cheek. I said, it's fine, don't worry about it. It just means that you sit on Forest all the time. He went, I never thought of it like that. I went, be positive, man. Be positive with your bum cheeks. If you take nothing away from this week's show, bum cheek positivity.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying there. Meanwhile, inside, there was an old fucking nutter whose birthday it was, hardly any women in the pub, so he just decided to start dancing with men. So him and his mates were having a right old dance. There's a bloody DJ on. He comes over, tries to get me and Elliot to dance with them. I explained to them that Elliot was already terrified, and he went, oh, that's all right, Doc. They went off, had a dance, ended up coming down doing shots with us. It was an absolutely awesome night of weirdness. But there was one bloke in there who was eyeballing me like you wouldn't believe, right? I didn't say anything to him, but the bloke next to him who had started a conversation with me, I said to him, I'm sure I know you from somewhere. He said, what? I said, I know you ever used to drink in the Pelham, did you? And then the bloke eyeballing me went, the Pelham? I went, yeah. He went, oh, it's such a shame, that shot. I said, I know, it was my local. And he went, oh, you're all right, Doc. I went, yeah, thank you very much. That was close for you. Your Pelham credentials, Tone. You've been in the Pelham. If in doubt, mention the Pelham. Anytime there are ruffians around you, mention the Pelham. You've been in there.
I have.
That's all you need to have done, Tone. You've been in the Pelham. That will get you a lot of credit with the ruffians of this city. So anyway, that's a 15-minute chat about nothing. Let's play something from Southern Culture on the skids. Right, I mentioned this band a few weeks ago. We played them a few weeks ago. I said there were two tracks we're going to play. I played the other one first. I've been saving this one. This is a fantastic cover version. It's really good. A little bit of easy listening coming up for you now. Southern Culture on the skids, far more of a rock band than this track would really suggest. But anyway, what is Southern Culture on the skids website?
SouthernCultureOnTheSkids.com.
It was only a couple of weeks ago, Tony. Scots.com. S-C-O-T-H. S. Southern Culture on the Skids. Scots.com. Pulling us to Tony 3 in the House of Bamboo.
Number 54. The house with a bamboo door. Bamboo roof and a bamboo. It's even got a bamboo floor. You must get to know Soho Joe. Even an espresso called the House of Bamboo. It's made of sticks, sticks and bricks, but you can get your kicks in the House of Bamboo. Sombrero shake like a snake. You won't It's even got a bamboo floor in the house.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And this fits in very nicely with the next song, but we got some other stuff to get through first. I will just mention Southern Culture on the Skids. I didn't say, not only are they from North Carolina, which means they're not far from NK, but also, I think they've got a new album out, you know. I went on their website and it said new album, March the 11th, but I don't know how up to date the website is.
Huh.
If it's this year. They got a new album out, Tone. Brilliant. If you like them, find out more. Scots.com. Scots.com. Have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. I just want my pig back.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Is there room for the Apocalypse Babies on the gig? Probably not by the time you email me, but hey, let me know. So this week, there's a Dammit Records gig.
Brilliant!
It's a showcased gig. And it's in Shropshire. It's in Whitchurch at Percy's. They've got three bands: COVID-21, The Dregs, and Responsa. It's this Saturday, the 30th of March. It starts at 7:30, and it's free.
Brilliant.
So if you listen to the show, you've heard Dammit stuff. You know what it's going to involve. So
proper punk rock.
Yeah, so go check it out. And Percy's is a venue I've heard of recently, and I think we'll be playing there at some point as well.
But that was superb.
So that'd be good. So Shropshire way.
If you're in the area, go. It's Easter, you got no excuses.
Exactly. Saturday night, in Easter, no work. No, it doesn't cost anything. Three bands.
It is also Manchester Punk Festival this weekend, but I think it's sold out. But if you have got a ticket for that, enjoy yourselves as well.
Well, there you go. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh, la, la, la. Right, two songs in a row now. You're listening to Desoros underneath us, as mentioned. We're now going to hear from Reverend Beatman, who was in Desoros, but as discussed, I found out they couldn't keep going because one of the members died.
Nah.
That's awful with bands, doesn't it? Death, kill, dear. Steel Team for Steel Bridges, I should say, which I'm going to enjoy talking about in a little while. But first, Reverend Beatman and the Unbelievers, Tony, have a new album out called Get On Your Knees. And it's really rather good. It actually reminds me a bit of King Automatic. Remember when we used to play King Automatic?
I remember the band.
The one-man band.
Oh.
Fantastic live act as well, King Automatic. A very threatening presence. He's a very big man.
Okay.
And when I saw him, he was dressed a bit like one of the Blues Brothers. And he had a guitar on, a bass drum in front of him, and all manner of brilliance unfolded. And it was at the, what it was, Thingy Bob, wherever it was, Leytonstone, that show there. I can't remember what it's called, Cookie Club, but I can't remember what it's called. But it was great anyway. But yes, this sounds a bit like King Automatic. You'll see what I mean. What is Reverend Beatman and the Unbelievers website? Now, you're not going to get this.
ReverendBeatman.com.
No, it's VoodooRhythm.com. He puts everything on Voodoo Rhythm.
Oh, right.
He is the mastermind of Voodoo Rhythm Records. He has a number of different acts that he puts together and puts out through Voodoo Rhythm. He puts a lot of other bands out through Voodoo Rhythm. I love Voodoo Rhythm. They never send you anything normal.
Right, okay.
Reverend Beatman and the Unbelievers, get on your knees.
Get on your knees. Wow, yeah. Dead eyes on my respect. I hold my hateful dread. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. Wow, yeah. Dead on the streets. I guess you heard that I said, what's going on with me? Then I told myself, and I prayed to the Lord, and I saw that Jesus cracked in my brain. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. Wow, yeah.
Shiznits.
Je vis sur un autre.
listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Steel Bridges and a track called Le Train. They are a one-man punk project from Quebec that we have played before, and that track is a cover version of a song by a famous Quebecois band, but I'd never heard of them before, so there's not a lot of point in me talking about them more than that.
Right.
And it's from a three-track EP that they're describing as a mini-album that's going to be coming out soon. Find out more via their Bandcamp page, which is
steelbridges.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that, steelbridges.bandcamp.com. Tony, four, Paulie B on the internet, three, is that right?
I reckon, I thought it was the other way around, but I don't know. I've lost track a bit.
Might oh, yeah, because I got Scots right and I got Voodoo Rhythm.
I think Hit Priest wrong. Yeah, I've
got
sure
Hit Priest wrong as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 4-3 to you, I think.
Okay.
It's 4-3 to you. I'm Tony.
Fine, I'm taking it.
After the your recent history, I think you deserve a win. Right.
Yeah.
Tony Paul, pull the internet three. You might be wrong, don't care. Are you doing anything this week?
4-day week. So working, digging out of a hole. A band practice at the weekend, that was it. Easter, probably eat some chocolate.
I was about to say, you're not going to eat some chocolate, you're going to eat your own weight in chocolate, aren't you?
You're going to get sick.
You're probably going to get sick,
well,
great. It's a chocolatey time of year. I didn't realise we're one of the only countries in the world that actually has Easter eggs, chocolate Easter eggs. In the States, they just have a painted egg, other places. And they're saying the price of chocolate's gone up, so Easter eggs have gone up in price. Mm. Also, I did see there is one shop on Orkney, right, that accidentally ordered as many Easter eggs as there are people on the island of Orkney.
Mm, yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, 80 cases rather than 80 eggs.
Yeah. How many people live on the island of Orkney?
I can't remember. It was a few hundred, was it?
Yeah. Orkney Isles. 22,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 22,000. Almost exactly the same population as Kirkby and Ashfield. Right, I looked this shit up. So basically, Kirkby and Ashfield has got the same population as the Orkney Islands.
Oh.
Brilliant, isn't it? I know where I'd rather be.
Yeah, Kirkby. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want that terrible weather. No, I'd like to go to Orkney, actually. I'd like to do there and Shetland at some point.
Mm.
I know how to say them. You see, English people call them the Orkneys and the Shetlands. That makes people very angry.
Right.
Should get things right when it comes to national stuff. They are either Orkney or the Orkney Islands and Shetland or the Shetland Islands, not the Orkneys or the Shetlands.
Hmm.
It's like when people call Nottingham Forest not Forest. It's like when some fucker from Nike fucks about with my flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not pleased about that.
Okay.
At all. For those of you who don't know, lots of you will, the flag of St. George has been represented on the collar of the England shirt for quite a long time. It is a white flag with a red cross, and that is it. That is the national flag of England, right? Nike decided to fuck about with it and make it all a bit poncy, right? And a lot of people were up in arms about it, saying, don't fuck about with other people's flags. Then we had all the usual social media stuff, the gammons are going for it. And I would just like to say this, Tony.
Hmm?
Would Nike fuck about with other people's flags the way they fucked about with ours? For example, would they take the stars and stripes and change the colours to the Rainbow Nation?
Probably.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Would they perhaps take the classic Russian flag, or in fact keep the Ukrainian flag as it is, but just stick a hammer and sickle in the top corner? Would Nike take the Star of David, take the Israeli flag and replace the Star of David with the crescent moon? No, they fucking wouldn't. So how is it all right for them just to fuck about with ours? That's my problem with it. It's nothing to do with nationalism or anything like that. It's like, respect a country's flag, man.
Did they not fuck about with Brazil as well? Or was that something I saw online which was wrong?
Oh, no, they quite possibly did. Yeah, I'm not saying that ours is the first flag that it's done for. I'm just saying that there seem to be target flags, and ours is one of them. That's what I mean.
Hmm.
But I should think Nike had to go and find someone that once upon a time did a sketch for something to do with Brazil to prove that we weren't the only ones they'd ever done it for. Right. There were so many African nations, Tony, that if you fuck about with their flag, they cut your hand off. You know, that's the thing. It's like, we're just expected to put up with it. That's why I was pissed off with that. This week, I'm going to Sea Forest on Saturday against Crystal Palace, Easter Saturday. I've got myself a little chocolate buttons Easter egg for this weekend, Tony.
Oh, you didn't wait until the sales? Sure, something
no,
to do?
No, I just got one up front this time.
Smart move.
Well, you have to sell out normally. Well, the thing is that this whole sales thing, as you found out, you went to get one last year with the sales, ended up spending about 60 quid, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
I just got myself one. It's one of the ones that's like £1.25.
Right.
That's fine for me. Might have a new lodger this week. More news next week. They might be moving in this weekend. I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow. So that's about it. What I'm doing this week. Rather dull, really, after last week. We're going to play another song now.
Okay.
Yeah, another band we never played before that never come to my attention before, but are clearly significant on their own patch. Berlin Boom Orchestra, Tony. What is Berlin Boom Orchestra's website?
BerlinBoomOrchestra.com.
BerlinBoomOrchestra.de.
Of course it is.
They're from Berlin, Tony. They're Berlin Boom Orchestra.
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
It does, really, yeah. But anyway, that makes it Tony 6 pulling in instead of 3. Well done. This is... right, I don't know how to describe this. It's down as being reggae and ska, right? But it's got a little bit of Mambo Number 5 about it. And he was German as well, wasn't he?
Louis Bega, was he?
Yeah. I think he was German as well.
God, I don't know.
Does that come as a surprise to you?
It
you
has.
Always got the internet open. Maybe you can Google it while we listen to this. This is Alice Can Nix Get.
Yo, alles kann aber nix geht. Ein langweiliges Mixtape. Haben, was sie sollen, keiner kriegt, was er verdient. Alle spielen ihre Rollen, keine Weste ist noch clean. Alle können, wenn sie wollen, das Gelände ist vermin. Alle wollen was anderes haben, aber bleiben wie sie sind. Alle sollen liefern, ohne alle können empfangen. Viele kleine Fische und nur wenige am Angeln. Wessen Schäfchen kommen ins Trocknen, wer zum Trocknen rausgehangen? Womit hat das eigentlich alles angefangen? Es wirkt, als hätte sich irgendwer was bei gedacht. Doch es ist weder gut gemeint, noch es ist gut gemacht. Dass nicht jeder Reibach macht, der Freitag seine Arbeit schafft. Kaum musst du denken, was die Arbeit dem am Reichtum schafft. Alles kann, aber nix geht. Ein langweiliges Mixtape. Alles kann, aber nix geht. Ein langweiliges Mixtape. Sind am Drücker, doch drehen sich im Kreis Revolver. Plötzlich macht es Klick, weil die Trommel nicht mehr voll war. Pessimisten sagen, dass der Stand halb leer da. Beim russischen Roulette rettet sich, wenn die Kammer leer war. Bittere Tabletten und noch bittere Pillen. Alle sind gefragt, der Triumph des guten Willens. Sollen selber zahlen und dann schlucken und nicht chillen. Plattennadeln drehen sich weiter ohne Rillen. Alle sagen, was sie denken, aber haben nicht drüber nachgedacht. Dass man besser vorher kontempliert, was man dann später sagt. Viele glauben, sie sind aus der Matrix aufgewacht. Aber haben nur Pay von 12 Uhr nachts bis Mitternacht. Alles kann, aber nichts geht. Ein langweiliges Mixtape. Alles kann, aber nichts geht. Ein langweiliges Mixtape. Alles kann, aber nichts geht. Ein langweiliges Mixtape. Alles kann, aber nix geht. Ein langweiliges Mixtape.
You're listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Berlin Boom Orchestra, Alice Can Nix Get, which I think means no one can go, does it?
Alice is everything, isn't it? All.
All, yeah. Can is can. Nix is not. Get.
Is it everything, everything you can't get, maybe?
Oh, everything you can't get. It's everything you can't get.
Yeah, that's right.
It's everything you can't get. I don't know what it means, fuck it, but I'll tell you what, I was right about Lou Bega, wasn't I?
You really was.
Munich,
yeah.
He's the least likely looking Bavarian I've ever seen.
I wouldn't have picked it from them, you know. What said that? But the Bavarians are crazy.
I don't know why I knew.
No.
I genuinely don't know why I knew, because he certainly didn't sound like it, act like it. He sounded so American, sort of Puerto Rican, didn't he, sort of deal. And actually, there is an American DJ that you probably discovered when you Googled it the same way I did, called Little Louis Vega.
Right.
Who is a US Puerto Rican DJ. But Lou Bega is German.
Wow.
And, you know,
I did not know that.
It's just hanging around with me, Tony. What a lake I am compared to your pool. I've misquoted Middlemarch there. How about that? I can even misquote a Victorian novel of 893 pages long that I happened to have to study when I was at a girls' school. What a lake you are.
I've never read it.
What? Don't start.
I won't.
What a lake you are compared to my pool, said Dorothea to Mr. Casaubon, I believe. No wonder I got an A.
You're so pretty.
I can do this shit, Tane.
I have translated it.
Oh, yeah?
Everything can't work, Tone.
Everything can't work. Oh, no. Everything can't work.
Does that kind of mean everything's broken, then? No.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
So many meanings.
There's so many. That's the thing about the German language, Tony.
It's expressive.
Multifaceted.
and usually ultra specific.
Yeah, and usually they don't have any spaces between the words, so it's quite nice they manage that.
Yeah, yeah. They're good because they're learning, isn't it? Basic, yeah. You know, structure of words. It's lovely.
Ausbahn Deutsche Kamerung, the sign Gotten Dicken.
Yeah. Alice Club.
Yeah, Alice can nix get. It's like we're fluent. Just think, and you've had the advantage of living with a German woman for how long?
17 years.
17 years. And still, I wouldn't trust you to order me an ice cream. Absolutely. In Hamburg.
Neat. Nada. Zip. Naffle.
If it sounds like we're not really getting on with stuff and procrastinating here, I'll ask you another question. Have you got a track, Tony?
No.
Is it all right if we do Nike?
Yeah, can do.
No, it can't. So anyway, go on.
So if you do have a track for me, do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the track's name, where they're from, and reason for the nomination, what tracks are with thanks, every track responded. Let me know your twats, can't be stiff every week, and we also can't be doing not a twat every week, it's just not got the same ring to it.
We can twat Putin, if you fancy it.
He needs a twat every week, doesn't he, really?
Well, yeah, but we haven't done him yet, have we? And I'm more confident about maybe doing him now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this is why.
On me doorknob.
And this is why. Well, first of all, I was thinking during the Facebook bit that really we need to find a platform where our listeners can easily contact us. And I'm thinking Telegram.
Right. Yeah.
I reckon we can get a few on there. So I thought, so let's start winding up Putin before we go to Telegram. That's what I'm saying. Because you see this latest thing. Turns out, I mean, things change, don't they? It turns out the Islamic fundamentalists are, in fact, our mates.
Yeah.
Right? It's brilliant, isn't it?
Did you see that coin?
No one did. They've got a major problem with Russia, with good reason. But the fact that he's trying to blame this terrible, horrible thing that I shouldn't be making light of. I'm not making light of the shooting. Mm. I'm making light of the circumstances that have followed it, whereby Islamic fundamentalists went into a concert hall and cause all manner of damage. I believe there's 137 dead at the last count. It's a terrible atrocity, but it was definitely Islamic fundamentalist. It was definitely, it was ISK or something, wasn't it?
They said they did it. They produced footage of themselves doing it.
Yeah.
Putin thought, fuck it, let's bomb Ukraine.
He went, fake news. He did a Trump, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did a Trump. We're not a Telegram. Fake news. So it's bloody Ukrainian upstarts. That's who it is, I'll tell you. And it's just how he said, how they could prove it was that one of these blokes was trying to escape back to Ukraine. Well, I'd be trying to escape anywhere after doing that. The nearest country, what is it? Ukraine? Fuck it, I'll try it out. There's a big lump of no man's land in Ukraine, full of Russians. That's the last place you want to be trying getting over the border to. There's no border.
Mm.
It's inland, isn't it? So it's all a complete nonsense. So anyway, I reckon that NATO should be giving them a bit of a ring and saying, listen, dudes, I know there's been a bit of bad blood.
Bygones be bygones.
Yeah. We hold our hands up. Some of it was our fault.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing a grand job here. You don't want to extend your operation a bit, do you? Cause a bit more damage in Russia. There might be an incentive. At the time when North Korea are selling weapons to Russia, I think it would be incredibly ironic if a few of our missiles and shit just ended up in Arabic hands somewhere or something. I think it would rebalance the world, Tony.
Right.
And then you see that crescent moon on the Israeli flag and they would have mind.
Right.
Yeah.
And we could all get that fiery death we all dream about as well.
I'm getting that anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we all know I'm going to hell, Tony.
We may not hit show 1000.
Or home, as I like to call it. One last track this week.
Yep.
Lone Creep, we played him before.
Mm.
Hardcore punk solo project from New Mexico via Damn It Records. Lone Creep was very happy when we played his stuff. He has listened to this show. So hello, Lone Creep, first of all. Hey, Tolo. What is Lone Creep's Bandcamp page?
Lonecreep.bandcamp.com.
Lonecreep.bandcamp.com. You're absolutely right. Making it Tony 57, Paulie B and Instead 3. This is Lone Creep and KVLT 45. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Lone Creep, and what I realise is probably Cults 45, KVLT. Bit like Clit Drip that we played the other week, capital letters, KVLT 45, but there you go. Great track by a great artist on what has been a great show for music, and as usual, slightly subpar conversation. Maybe you could mention one or two of the ways people can listen to this show in a way they haven't done previously.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. Various things you can do on there, do check it out. You can also find us online at various stations like punkyradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofocusing.com. If you are down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App, we're in the podcast section. You can also find us on Amazon Music in the same podcast bit. And also, if you get yourself one of those fancy Alexa devices, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it. Thank you to Poco for that, as always, you crazy Hocknolian.
And you crazy Hocknolian.
Yeah, then Alexa will know what to do more than she did before, and not so much as she will tomorrow. So get yourself some Punky Radio, and thank you very much.
We'll be here same time next week, subject to you having a chocolate hangover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Bunch of guys.